Vikings Explorers on Vikings Huddle is presented by Lando Lakes, feeding human progress.
Hi, kids, and welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm Lauren Young, and it's time for Vikings Explorers. Let's head over to the Minnesota Orchestra.
Well, Stephen, welcome to Minnesota, and welcome to Orchestra Hall. We're happy to have you here. Hope to see you when a few more of us are here. We are a 95-member orchestra here, classical orchestra, and we're in Orchestra Hall, which is a little over 40 years old. Mm-hmm. We did a major renovation a couple of years ago, and one of the really cool, unique things about our hall is it's covered in cubes.
Yeah.
And they're not just decorative, they actually have an acoustic purpose. So we've got cubes all over the ceiling, and behind us on the back of the stage, we have cubes. Mm-hmm. And if you come for some of our Pops presentations, you'll see cool images presented on those, mm-hmm. which is kind of a fun thing too. So this is our home, but we do sometimes tour, we play around the state. We just finished our outdoor concerts, mm-hmm. which are free concerts that we play for the community in a variety of venues. We love playing the classical concerts. Mm-hmm. We've got a bunch of series for kids. We do the outdoor stuff. Sometimes we tour, and it's a wonderful place to be a musician.
Music is super important in my family. My grandmother played piano, so that's where kind of the music came from for me. Elementary school started with a band. Mm-hmm. Everyone started on the recorder, and then from there, my best friend at the time played flute, so I played flute with him, and then just throughout the years, moving deeper and deeper, further back into the low brass section. The last instrument I played was, 10th grade, was the baritone. It was my favorite instrument to play because everyone enjoys the trumpets because of a song. It would be the vocals or the saxophone because it's the soul. But for me personally, like the band really moves to the flow of the tuba. You said a lot of stuff with that. Without it, it's missing.
The tuba does get the melody a lot, and a lot of times our job is to be, you know, the bad guy, or it's just the big moment.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
One, two.
And then first. Yeah. And then open.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be ba 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 be. Mm-hmm. So why don't you try to get a C? Can you? There's a C. Okay. Bob. Nice. All right. When you're not busy, you know, on the field, maybe I'll use you here.
What?
We have two tubas. Come on over.
Obviously, for me and Steve, music is what we do. It's our passion. It's our jobs. It's everything. But one of the wonderful things about music is that it's available to everybody. You know, it's interesting. You were telling your story. You and I started out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I also started on recorder, and I went to flute. But then you went musically down through the pitches, and I went up as high mm-hmm. as I could get. but for kids, it's such a great thing. It helps you learn about concentrating. It develops your memory. And it doesn't take very long to be able to play some simple songs and enjoy something together. It's a great teamwork exercise for kids. And whatever level you get to, you've got that for your whole life.
As you go further and further in your musical career, songs get longer and longer. So you do have to keep that concentration pretty high. Just overall understanding what everyone else is doing at the same time helps you and what you're doing. Because if you know what your fellow tuba players are doing, you can do your job better, and the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
And after you get past your section, what the rest of the band is doing. And once you get to that point, everyone's on the same page, and then something beautiful comes out. For me, personally, it would be a victory. And for y'all, it's an amazing song. That's how we do it.
What a talented guy. And welcome back. So what did we learn this week on Vikings Huddle? We learned the importance of crowd noise from lineman T.J. Clemmings. We learned how to conduct your own orchestra and play the tuba from Stephen Weatherly. And the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders showed us the keys to learning those dance moves. I'm confident you're going to want to join us next week on Vikings Huddle when we learn all there is to know about confidence. Sean Hill will walk us through QB decision-making and the importance of confidence on the field. Charles Johnson will take us to the Guthrie Theater and explain the importance of confidence when you're acting on stage. Join us next week on Vikings Huddle.